So, we are walking along Dock Street with the V&A to your left, and then the Bird and Bear Public House ahead. This has been a public house for about 200 years. The whole area was previously docks, of course.
Yes, this is all reclaimed land, isn't it? We are now walking past what is the Malmaison Hotel. But when it was first built, it was actually a temperance hotel, and in fact, the whole of Dundee was dry. That's why Broughty Ferry became popular, because people could go there for a drink. Many stayed.
Saturday nights were very quiet in Dundee until the temperance movement fell out of fashion. If you stand and look up at the Malmaison doorway, you'll see there's a stone face above you. That's James Travesty, who also popularised the temperance movement in Dundee.
The idea was that James would be staring down at you to remind you that being drunk was a sin, and that you didn't need to be drunk to enjoy Dundee. But a lot of people seem to have forgotten that now.
For many years, Dundonians would make sure that when they walked past the image of Travesty, that they would not appear drunk.
It's interesting that when you compare Dundee to, say, Paris at this time, it was the fin de siècle, and where Paris was all party, 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 Dundee was quietly tea party.
People did move to Dundee for that reason. Quite a small amount of people.
Such as Winston Churchill, renowned temperance practitioner.